Eric in the Morning podcast brought to you by our lovely friends at ComEd Powering Lives. ComEd will never come to your home or business or ask you for your account info or demand immediate payment, but scammers will. If you think you've been the victim of an energy scam, please visit ComEd.com/scam alert for more information. ComEd Powering Lives.
Welcome to the Eric in the Morning podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
We bring this up because Laura sends this note. Hey, I was wondering. Hang on, I got to turn that other music. There we go. Hey, I was wondering, how are Bronco and Vera doing now that they're retired? Easy for me to say. Violetta's out of the house, too. That must be so weird for them. If you haven't heard, Violetta got her first condo ever.
Yes, I did.
Are they planning on staying, or are they going to go to Serbia?
Oh, that's a good question.
Just wondering. Thanks, Laura. How are Bronco and Vera doing since closing down the restaurant during the COVID-19 crisis?
So my mom, living the life, she loves it. She's like, I'm staying home. I'm not talking to anybody.
Perfect
I'm
life right there.
I'm cleaning and cooking.
Yeah. Got it.
And then my dad is a little, you know, he's anxious. He needs to be out and about, talking to people.
Right.
A little hustle in him.
Will they go back to Serbia?
Well,
or will they remain here in the great U.S. of A.?
They will remain here. They're not, like, you know, that old to, like, be retiring in a village.
Gotcha.
So
you're never too old to retire in a village, I think. It just kind of depends on the village, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, our village is, like, really old people.
Got it.
Like, nearing, you know.
Got it.
So
they're not going to Serbia until they're really old.
Yeah, pretty much. But my mom wants to live there. My grandma's there now. You know, she got out right before COVID.
Right.
So she could probably use a friend. So if my mom wanted to, she could go there and hang out with her, take care of her. My dad has no interest.
So as an answer to Laura's question, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being perfect, 1 being not so good, get me back to the village in Serbia, how are your parents doing?
They're doing well. They're an 8.
An 8?
Yeah.
Man, we could all go for being an 8 sometimes.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So an 8's a win.
Yeah.
I would love to be an 8. I'm out of the house, so they're, I think, happier.
Are they more happy about retiring or getting you out of the house?
Well, I thought originally.
Getting out of the house it is. All right. Top 3 right now, though. Top 3 best foods to eat on a road trip. They released a list this weekend of the things that you shouldn't eat on a road trip because many people are now taking road trips in order to, I don't know, enjoy a vacation.
Yeah.
Like, you have a vacation coming up in just a bit, Melissa. Will you be taking a road trip or not?
Well, once I get everything, like, confirmed with that, then I'm hoping to do that.
All right.
So I'm going to see if I can pull that off.
Packaged wraps or sandwiches, don't take them. Sunflower seeds, very messy. All those cooked meats you were going to put in the back seat.
Yeah.
Don't do that. But you should make sure you're fully stocked. Best road trip food, Amanda.
Cheese pizza flavored Cheez-Its.
Well, okay.
Oh.
I don't know if I've had the cheese pizza-flavored ones.
I had the goldfish.
I've seen them in the stores, but I've never had them.
Elizabeth.
Homemade chocolate chip cookies.
There you go.
Oh.
The hard part of that is it requires the homemade.
That's
true. I actually brought some today.
Homemade?
Yeah, if you want some.
No, I'm good. Thank you, though. At number 3, Don.
Beef jerky and gummy bears.
There you go. I believe those are both food category
together?
Groups. Yeah. Yeah. That's a solid road trip. That gets you... I don't know, the beef jerky and the gummy bears, Melissa. How far will that get you in Indiana? Does that get you to Indianapolis or all the way down to Terre Haute?
That gets you down to southern Illinois with the beef jerky.
Number 2, Jody.
Twizzlers.
Twizzlers.
Yes, those are addicting.
Best the road
strawberry.
Trip food ever. Mm. And finally, in at number 1, if you're going to road trip, Travis, the best food to take along is?
Casey's General Store. Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Sorry, Casey's General Store. Breakfast pizza.
Ah, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you have to plan your road trip to make sure there are plenty of Casey's General Stores along the line.
I'm on my way right now to get one. Actually.
Oh, very nice.
Yes, he knows.
Oh, breakfast pizza.
I know where they are.
Well, breakfast pizza. Got to find those.
Eggs on it?
Yeah. What's on the breakfast pizza, Travis?
Yeah. Delicious. My favorite. You got to get the bacon one. The sausage one isn't as good, though.
Gotcha.
Oh, bacon.
People were sharing how their pets ended up with their names. Like, was there ever anything else in play other than for your cat Whip than Rexy? Because
Not
it's a
really.
Devon Rex.
Yeah, no, my daughter, I think, came up with that name, although don't totally quote me on that, but I never remember it being anything other
Nothing
than Rexy.
Nothing flashier like Smuggler.
No.
That would have been a good one.
That would have been,
you
know.
Because that was the story behind it, how you smuggled it into
smuggled.
The,
That's
smuggled
right.
it into the state of Illinois from some...
from Texas.
From some cat herder.
Yeah, and
Texas.
I don't know where, but before right. that, I have no idea.
Like
I don't even want to know.
Like, you know, Mr. Chompers. 312-233-1019. Jay, your pet got its name how?
So we named it Tiki.
But at the time, we had like a 2 and a 4-year-old, a 3 and 5-year-old. And we got it from a frat house, and they named it Tequila.
Got it.
So we thought, with little kids, we shouldn't do that. So people would come over, and they'd be like, oh, what's the dog's name? And we were like Tiki Torch. And my 3-year-old would be like, I thought it was named after Tequila.
Exactly. I like you're getting cats from fraternity houses. That's my favorite part of that story. Rob?
Yes, sir.
Careful backing up. Careful.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'm good now.
How'd your pet get its name?
I was drinking Michelob beer one day, and he was, like, licking the bottles, the empty ones.
Got to.
Like, yeah, there you go, Michelob.
What kind of pet is Michelob? What is Michelob?
He was a Yorkie poodle.
Oh, just that's the only perfect.
Back,
just the only poodle part was the back end. You know, all the time we get curly there?
I got you. It's always a handsome look when the back end gets a little bit curly. Whole another story for a whole another day, Rob. Way to go. Janelle.
Bufflin, like Dustin Bufflin.
Yeah, that would be about the only thing, right? Not an easy thing to spell either. No. Do you spell it the same way?
Absolutely.
All right. Okay.
Cool.
Your pet, how'd it get named, Kristen?
On our honeymoon, everybody said that I looked like Uma Thurman.
Right.
So we got a long-haired Dotsie. And my husband's like, we got to name her Uma because
she kinda does
everybody
too.
Called you. Yeah. Long hair, long. And then my nephew, when he was 3, couldn't say Uma, so it was always Puma.
Puma,
so.
Yeah. There you go.
That's cute.
All right, when a dog even looks like Uma Thurman, you have to go with it. Hi, Dana.
Hi, I call my cat Pioho. We found her as
Pioho.
A stray.
Okay.
Pioho.
Uh-huh.
She started to scratch. My boyfriend's like, oh, she's got Piojos. Didn't know what it was. He finally translated it to a flea.
To what?
A flea.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
I thought, anytime I hear Piojo, I think of something a lot worse. I don't know why. My instincts just go that direction. Josh?
Hey, I named my dog Bucket, and my other dog's name is Pail.
Gotcha.
I like that.
Yeah,
it's clever.
I see what you did there.
It's because my last name is Philippi, so the dog's first and last name would be Bucket and Pail Philippi.
Full of pee.
Full of pee.
Full of pee.
Now we're talking.
And pale, full of pee.
Oh, man.
Right there.
Oh,
see, now that's well
that's
thought
creative.
Out. That's not any Mrs. Chompers right there. There's a reason. He's got a whole thing working.
Yeah.
Nicely done. The Mix. How is it possible? Anybody listening who has never done something the rest of the world has on the heels or following the study that reveals 33% of men have never changed a bed sheet before. That doesn't seem possible.
No.
That cannot be right.
Seems high.
It doesn't seem possible. Kim, you haven't done something the rest of the world has.
Yes, I've never swung a golf club.
Ever?
Ever.
How about a baseball bat? Have you swung those?
Yeah, I think in high school.
All right, so kind of halfway there.
Okay.
I don't know how it's possible. Brian, you never have, but the rest of the world has.
Never done a load of laundry in my life. 64 years old.
Oh. Way to go.
Never done one ever.
Ever. And I know you'd be disappointed because you love doing laundry.
I do. I love laundry. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that's possible.
I wish I could have held out.
Lucky.
Never, ever, Susan.
Never eaten shrimp or lobster or got married.
Or no. What? What was the last part?
Or got married.
Or got married.
Oh, that was a left turn.
It's almost as though they go hand in hand. Had you eaten shrimp or lobster, you might be married now.
From A to Z.
Yeah. I don't know how that's possible. Hey, Paul, you've never.
My wife has never had a McDonald's hamburger.
Never once.
No, that is, you're right. That is absolutely impossible.
Never once.
Not once in her life. McDonald's hamburger, cheeseburger, quarter pound, and not a single one ever.
Is that just all by choice? She just doesn't like hamburgers?
Just no, she loves hamburgers. She's just never had a McDonald's one, and now she's 38.
Yeah, got to keep her straight alive.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's like, nope, sorry.
Does she get chicken nuggets there? Does she get anything, or she avoided altogether?
Yeah, chicken nuggets. No, chicken nuggets, anything else on the menu.
Yeah. You got the filet of fish, the old number 9, you're set to go.
Wow.
And Steve. Hi, Steve.
Good morning.
The thing that you've never, but the rest of the world has.
I have never used an ATM.
Ever.
Ever.
When in need of cold, hard cash, Steve, how do you handle that?
I ask my wife.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
It's kind of like using an ATM,
and
right?
She doesn't have a limit.
From a standpoint of soap operas, Today's a very big day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here we go.
Swanee, we might need to check in a couple of times with Whips. What do we want to go, 15 second or 30? What do you want?
Ooh,
so Bob Ross.
The shorter the better.
15.
15. Okay, it'll be Whips 15-second bold and the beautiful review.
It's like, how much can you really talk about?
That's right. I was going to ask. So you want an actual review of the show or just the parts in which they are making out with each other? Because we now know that they're either going to be blow-up dolls, robots, or their spouses. Robots.
I think in your 15 seconds, ideally, we'd like to hear about what it's like to watch them try to create a love scene with a mannequin.
Yeah.
Which is what they've said they're doing.
Right, I know.
In fact, I heard a story this morning where, like, one of the producers came out and said, you know, we're doing long shots for those romantic scenes. You can't really tell, I don't think, that it's a blow-up doll.
Right.
I hope you can.
It's like when they used to use those fake babies.
Fake babies.
Same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's a little different. Carrying around a fake baby in a soap opera or getting in bed with a mannequin and trying to pretend
make
to do
out
it.
With it. Yeah.
I think it's a little different, but okay.
Right. All same right. idea.
So, Whip's 15-second bold and the beautiful review, they say it begins today.
It does. This is supposed to be a new episode.
Okay.
Today.
All right. Will you be able to watch a little bit of that for us this afternoon?
It's funny because, like, 5 minutes ago, I remembered that I had not set the DVR or anything for that,
right.
But I sent myself a text to do it just before you brought it up, so
gotcha.
We're on the wavelength here, yeah.
Gotcha.
But if anybody else wants to remind me at about 12:15 today,
there
please don't hesitate.
Yeah, just a little 15-second review. Just share with us whether or not you were fooled, whether or not it was authentic, these romantic scenes, and just generally what's going
and
on in the bold
tell.
And the beautiful.
I hope it's awful.
All right. I have a pretty good idea it might be.
Yeah.
312-233-1019. So he doesn't want her to wear this particular dress to their wedding because she had bought it for a previous engagement and or wedding that she was planning on having that never happened.
Oh.
He's like, well, that's for another man. Mm-hmm. Can't wear that. She's like, no, it's not for another man. I bought it for me and never wore it to a wedding and he never saw it. Melissa, should she wear the dress or not wear the dress?
I'm going to say she should not wear the dress and make it more of a happy day without stressing him out.
I got that one right. I wrote down what I think your answers will be. I got that one correct. Whip, should she wear the dress or not wear the dress?
Yeah, she should not wear it.
Okay, I got that one right. 2 for 2. Violetta, should she wear the dress or not wear the dress?
Yes. She should wear the dress.
I got them 3 for 3.
3 for 3.
I got all 3.
Yep.
Well, good
should
for
she
you.
Wear the dress or not wear the dress? Elizabeth, what do you say?
She should not wear the dress. If
because.
She wants to start out her marriage being selfish, then what does that say to him?
Wow.
She was stupid to tell him that she was stupid too.
Right.
She could have saved herself
Although,
the trouble.
She had to tell him because she just happened to be in the possession of a wedding dress.
Well, why did she have it out in the open? You boxed those things up. I've been married for 34 years. I know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Can't argue.
I don't want to go toe-to-toe with you. Sound like that could be dangerous.
Start off on a lie.
Should she wear the dress or not wear the dress? Mary.
Absolutely she should wear the dress. I did.
Ooh,
so this
did?
Happened to you, this exact scenario.
Is this
exactly
you?
Exactly that scenario, yep.
Okay. All right, so you bought the dress with the intention of marrying a particular man. That didn't
Correct.
Happen, so you kept the dress and used it on the next guy that came along.
Yep. I didn't use it on the guy. I used it on me.
So you do agree with the logic. A wedding dress is for the bride only. The groom really has no say or input in it.
He didn't care. It was my decision. Where would you want? It was my parents who were more upset than my future husband.
What would you have done if he would have been upset?
I wouldn't have married someone like that.
Oh my.
Wow. A couple of aggressive ladies to start the day.
Well, you got that right.
Let's get this started. Mixed Morning Mind Bender. Let's get a winner. New study posted by Female First reveals what is the age when people finally admit their mother was pretty much right about everything.
Mm.
You remember that age, Melissa? How old?
For you.
Now, I don't want you to guess the answer. For you,
sure.
When was the moment where the light bulb went off and you thought, well, she pretty much got it all figured out?
I think it was right when I bought my first house because she was always really big on like fixing things and all that. And that was like 26.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that means...
And I was like, she knew exactly what she was talking about.
Well, that means, Violetta, by now you should have figured out Vera knows everything.
I'm not there
yet.
I don't
think you're there yet.
No, because I got to see how things pan out. Yeah. She's made a lot of predictions.
I got a lot of vibe off of you that you're not really buying it yet. What is the age people finally admit their mother was right about everything? Bridget.
33.
That is exactly right.
Oh, I got time.
Yeah. 33 is the age when people finally admit their mother was right about everything. On average. Melissa got there early. She's always been an overachiever that way.
Oh, sure.
Bridget?
Yes?
Do you believe your mother is right about everything?
Pretty much, yeah.
Really? All right. How old are you?
I am 53.
Oh, yeah. She knows
by
now.
Okay. Yeah, you figured it out.
She definitely knows by now. I mean, what are we going to do there? All right. So, earlier I'd said, okay, you know, under normal circumstances, this type of event, we would have, you know, somebody perform. Like last year at our bags tournament when Andy Grammer came by.
Yeah.
But in these times, every performer's like, first of all, I'm not going anywhere. Second of all, I'm not flying anywhere. Third of all, I'm not getting around anybody.
Yes.
There's too much money tied up in this body right here. Forget it.
Right.
So we have to go to plan B with different games to play. So I said, all right, well, you know, I haven't been to a lot of these parties where they play games. I don't know. I just don't get invited. Your wedding parties, your baby showers, your bachelorette parties, etc. And so we said, text in some of the games that are played. Maybe we can institute one of these. And there was one that really caught my mind, and then I realized just a few moments ago that I'm a complete idiot and have it wrong.
Oh,
like,
no,
for example, there's a lot of games that involve butts.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know if we can do that.
Yeah.
Particularly the one that involves that butt doing that.
Yeah.
There's also, I guess, Whip, a lot of times, this must be at a baby shower, chugging juice or booze from baby bottles.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, no, I missed that.
It's like, it's a chugging competition. Whoever finishes first, you got to suck on the bottle.
Gotcha. We all know how the bottle works. Sure.
If you're out of practice.
Sure. There's also a game, Whip, called Tack the Hot Dog. I think we know what that is, probably.
No, we can't do that.
No.
No way.
No. The candy bar smashed into the diaper. You have to guess what candy bar it is by tasting it out of the diaper.
That's gross.
I don't know. That might be good for Facebook Live, but I don't know.
Right.
There's purse bingo.
What bingo? Like,
purse bingo.
Oh, purse bingo.
Oh.
That's where you have a list of weird things that could be in people's purses and assign value to each of them.
Okay.
Highest point total wins. Then there is the labor or porno face game.
Show a different picture here.
Yeah, there's pictures of a woman in labor and pictures of women in porno, and you hold them up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and you have to guess: is this woman in labor or is she an adult film star?
Oh, yeah, you see that a lot on Daddy Issues on Instagram.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay, that could be a little tough too. And then I saw this one: Polish or porn.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, this would be great.
Okay.
Wait a second.
Whip is our resident Polish guy.
That's right. Yeah, especially with Dick Karwowski gone, I'm like a lone wolf here.
So I saw, I'm like, oh, I see a whole angle here: Polish and porn. And then I realized the word isn't Polish; it's Polish.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because it's you have to guess the name of a nail polish. Is it the name of a nail polish or the name of a porn movie? But I thought it was Polish and porn.
How could you tell the difference?
And I was trying to come up with a whole Polish versus porn angle.
Oh, my God.
And I was having a hard time with that.
Yeah.
Because I really wanted you to host that.
Oh, man.
Polish and porn.
Maybe another year.
Great.
Well, I'm not ready to give up on that. There's got to be an angle I can make that work. Gotta be. All right, so all of these games come into play.
All right.
Potentially. Not all of them, but some of them, I should say, come into play potentially tomorrow night for the first ever Eric in the Morning Party with our Below the Line 49. Get ready for the first ever playing of Polish or porn with your special guest host, Whip.
Perfect.
It's got to be a cool angle there.
What?
You can put it all together. All right, we can wrap up time. Stories from this weekend that popped up. We haven't had a chance to share with you until this moment. Let's see how this goes. Weekend wrap up. In case you missed it, Princess Beatrice wore Queen Elizabeth's dress and tiara for her private wedding.
I know. She looked like a true princess.
Yeah. Well, it's because she is.
Yeah, I know.
She actually is a princess. So it worked out okay for her. Speaking of those involved with the royal family, Meghan Markle, who's not really involved anymore, you've probably seen that she's researching that presidential run for 2024.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, source telling New Idea Magazine, Meghan is eyeing a run in 2024 and thinks that by then she will have put together a team that will help make it possible.
Aha!
Let me hang on.
Harry's like, I'm going to go back.
Although, who knows in this day? Who knows?
You don't. Yep. Right.
You like the movie The Parent Trap?
I love it.
Yeah. Yep, they're going to redo it. Parent Trap, Lindsay Lohan, Dennis Quaid, and more stars will reunite for the film's anniversary. So they're just reuniting to share with it.
And you know, Lindsay Lohan plays both twins.
She does.
Oh, that's
true. Yeah, how old was she when she was in that one?
She like, gosh, 11, 12?
Something like that?
Yeah, she was pretty young.
And who did Dennis, was Dennis Quaid like her dad?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
He had a vineyard and he looked really sexy riding a horse.
I honestly don't think I've ever seen it.
What? I don't think I have either.
It's so really? Quiet.
Yeah, I missed it.
What?
I mean, it would be creepy if you wanted to see,
that.
You think so?
It's a classic. Kind of a kid's
classic.
Movie.
Classic.
It is.
I've heard.
Everybody's
heard of
seen
it.
That, but you too.
Yeah, that's possibly true.
Classic.
It's a classic. Yes, it is. Right. It's a classic.
All right. Did you see the story about Country Time Lemonade?
No.
Yeah. Country Time Lemonade made the announcement that they're going to be doing $100 bailouts for kids running lemonade stands.
Oh, that's nice.
Because they can't do them.
The old bailout money.
I like
a lot of businesses got bailout money in Country Time City. There's a lot of kids on the corner just trying to get by, just trying to make a living during these uncertain times.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of consumers and customers just aren't there, so they're getting a bailout from Country Time Lemonade.
I like it.
Scientists have finally calculated on National Hot Dog Day. Violetta gave me that tip. Have finally calculated how many hot dogs a person can eat at once without dying.
Oh, God. That's...
Is it...
This I bring up because just last week or last weekend, it was the hot dog eating contest that was won by Joey Chestnut. Who ate? Do you remember how many, Whip?
No, I don't.
74.
Oh, okay.
That's it?
Yeah.
In like 10 minutes, right?
Just doesn't seem like that many.
74 hot dogs?
Think about if you
made
two hot dogs.
You told me this was
going to
be easy today. 74 hot dogs doesn't seem like that many?
I mean, I guess in 10 minutes. It just... They're kind of little.
74 hot dogs in a month,
right,
is a lot.
If you think like
they weren't like mini hot dogs, were they?
If you had three hot dogs at lunch, you'd be like, "Oh my god, I had three!
Yeah, you're so full.
Hot dogs."
I used to work at a hot dog stand, and I used to eat four a day.
Okay. In 10 minutes,
four a day. Let me give you that number again. 74.
Well, I wasn't.
So just eat 70 more.
Yeah.
And then maybe you can go, that's not so bad.
You don't even chew them then. He has to just shove them down his throat.
Yeah, that's right.
I had a nickel. The answer, as it turns out, the number of hot dogs you can eat without dying, theoretically, there's still a pretty good chance you'll die. What do you think the number is? Anybody?
76.
84.
Oh. Okay, so if Joey Chestnut was like on a real good roll, would he just drop it?
He's going to walk right up to death's door.
Right.
And I think he probably already has walked up to death's door.
Well, happy hot dog day.
It was a hot weekend all around the country. Cops using drones to bust nude sunbathers in Minnesota. Yep, the cops are setting up the drones near Twin Lake Beach. Any nude sunbathers, I guess it's a thing now, that are spotted. The police come out and give you a ticket. It takes about 45 minutes of them standing there just to fill out all the paperwork.
Right. Oh, my God.
Whip, something a little more wholesome for you. Okay. Disney World is closing the mask loophole and is banning eating and drinking while walking. Not allowed to do it.
Okay, so people would like sit there, hold like a turkey leg or something while walking around the park and say, oh, I'm sorry, I don't have to wear my mask, I'm eating.
That is exactly right.
Okay.
So you are not allowed to
think
walk,
everything.
Walk around and eat or drink while walking.
Wow.
So creating a situation where everybody can be as safe as they possibly can. And finally, on Weekend Wrap-Up, news anchor catches tooth as it falls out live on air and continues without pause.
Oh, I saw this.
That is a
what?
True pro.
Well, how did the tooth fall out?
Well, it was Ukrainian TV, so that pretty much says it right there.
Okay.
News anchor Marika Padalko was giving the news update on the coronavirus crisis on Ukrainian TV, which I think you were on, Melissa. You've been on Ukrainian TV.
It was
Australia. Yeah,
I thought it was Istanbul, but it ended up being in London, remember?
That's right. It was Istanbul.
That was really cool.
Yeah. On Ukrainian TV when she felt a tooth come loose while she was speaking. Video shows she caught the tooth as it fell out and continued talking as if nothing had happened. You've seen this, Violetta?
Yeah, I saw
it. Is it a front tooth?
Yeah, it's a front tooth. It's one of the big teeth right in the front.
And drops right out.
Right, it just falls out and she doesn't stop. And you can see the gap. It's just like, and then she kind of starts, you know, like when your tooth comes out.
Like a rotten tooth?
Oh. It's a cap. Like it was capped and that one came out.
Something came loose.
Cap.
And tooth falls out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Do we have that video available? Can we post that?
Yeah, we can.
Can't wait to see that one. Eric in the Morning podcast brought to you by our lovely friends at ComEd Powering Lives. ComEd will never come to your home or business or ask you for your account info or demand immediate payment, but scammers will. If you think you've been the victim of an energy scam, please visit ComEd.com/scam alert for more information. ComEd Powering Lives.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.